The following is a true story told by another person. Because the younger children at our parochial school often forgot their sins when they entered my confessional, I suggested that the teachers have the students make lists. The next week, when one child came to the confession, I could hear him unfolding the paper. And the youngster began, "I lied to my parents. I disobeyed my mom. I fought my brothers." And there was a long pause. Then a small angry voice said, "Hey, this isn't my list." We all could make lists. Maybe we don't want to admit that, but we all could. And perhaps even better said, we all need to make lists. The things that we need to confess. I'm sure we're all in agreement when we say, I think of things and I forget other things that I know I need to confess. Last week after church, Barbara and I led a program here, and we talked about how penitence is one of the two themes of Lent. The other is mortality. And the idea that we all have things to say that we're sorry for, things that we need to be forgiven for. And Lent is a time for us to remember those things, and more importantly, to remember that God is God and we are not. However, I think there are times we have trouble remembering that. We work things out so we can have our way. We want the things the way we like them. Some of you have heard me say, I know what I likes and I likes what I knows. We want others to believe what we believe. We want our truth to be everyone's truth. You know, when we start to realize that, we understand, ashes are pretty easy to come by. Whether it's the ashes that we are marking ourselves with tonight, or the ashes that mark our lives as we journey through life, ashes are easy to come by. The Reverend Janet Hunt, a Lutheran pastor, writes about the ashes of our lives. And she says, we recognize them in hopes that have been dreamed and lost, in people who we have loved and now grieve, in intentions to do better but never quite got accomplished, or those times when in our sinfulness, we never actually meant to do good at all. We know ashes, even though we perhaps don't want to dwell on them very long, which is why we have Ash Wednesday. To be sure that we do dwell there for a while, long enough, though, to hear the promise that is meant for us in the midst of loss or struggle or pain or regret or fear. Did you notice that last part? To hear the promise that is meant for us in the midst. There is a promise in Ash Wednesday. The ashes accumulate around us as individuals, as churches. When we refuse to recognize or let the Spirit of God work through us, or when we have to have it all our way, oh yes, ashes are easy to come by. So tonight, we begin a journey. We begin a journey of Lent that leads us to the triumphal entry, the Last Supper, the death on Calvary, and yes, the promise, the third day. And as a way of helping us to get there, I'm going to be doing a series this Lent of untying the knots in our lives that create the ashes in our lives. Recognizing that we all do have knots. Lots of them. But you see, like the first rule of Alcoholics Anonymous, we have to recognize and say, I've got a problem. And for us, that problem is we're human, we're sinful. However, because of the love of God, God's not asking us to be gluttons for punishment. That's not what Ash Wednesday and Lent are about. To take all of this in. But it's taking it in and offering to God so that we can feel the promise of forgiveness and mercy. Prophet Joel said, return to the Lord your God, for He's gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, and relents from punishing. That's the promise of Lent. So as we begin our journey to Jerusalem, we start by remembering we are not what God wants us to be. As Paul said in Romans chapter 3, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. As we encounter the ashes along our life's journey, as we untie the knots along our Lenten journey, let us recognize those things. Confess them. And then maybe they will be for us the gift that God can make them be for us. The gift of grace and mercy. May they point us again to the very source of life and our hope. We have to remember that the cross we bear today is a sign and symbol of that very hope. For God does amazing things with dust and ashes. God brings hope out of despair, joy out of sorrow, life out of death. So tonight we untie the knot that keeps us from seeing the ashes that do accumulate in our lives. Because when we don't see them, we can't confess them. We can't say we're sorry.
So we untie the first knot, the knot of ashes and confession.
Amen.